Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us, whatever station you happen to be listening to today, or if you're online, however you choose to find us, we're glad you did. Bob Kelly and Dima. And we're broadcasting, of course, from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We got a great show today. We're going to be hearing from the two quarterbacks battling for the starting job for the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, Ethan Crawford and Tate Rodemaker. Going to have both of them on the show. Going to hear from Mark Easley, who will soon be the new Super Talk voice for the Petal Panther High School football team. We'll be talking about our plans to carry Petal High School later. But first, we want to get to a good subject matter. Opening segment, of course, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio. Now, Dima, I'm going to tell you up front, there's a cattle prod right over to your right, and this is going to be a beer segment, so if Kelly gets out of hand, I just want you to stick it right between those turquoise sleeves and that pink pocket on his shirt.
I got it right here.
Yeah, there we go.
Because I do get excited when we talk beer.
Yes, Ben Green, he does too. He's one of the owners of Southern Prohibition Brewing Company, and they came out with some Southern Miss beer last year that I got to tell you, Ben, I'm glad you got a new one, but I thought the one last year was really, really good. But there is a new official Golden Eagle beer that is going to be displayed with the opening of football season. So fill in the blanks, Ben Green, Southern Prohibition.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're taking Gold Rush, and we're gonna retire that jersey up into the rafters. You know, I think it was a good beer, and it did some good things. But you know, I think SoPro and the university, we kind of came together, specifically the athletic department. We wanted to come together and kind of start fresh and do something new. So we kind of scratched that original beer and project and wanted to kind of put a stamp on something new. So out of that was born Southern Skies.
So, Ben, take us back to the recipe, so to speak, for Gold Rush and how Gold Rush is different in taste than Southern Skies is going to be.
Yeah, so Gold Rush was a little bit on the maltier side. So you had a little bit more of that malty. I mean, Gold Rush was still an easy drinking beer. And, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't want to lose that component on this new beer. You know, it can get hot out there at the first football season and, you know, parts of baseball season. So, you know, it still needs to be something that is consumed in the heat and is refreshing. The approach we kind of took on this one, we did up the ABV a little bit, the alcohol, which I don't think anybody's going to complain about. That means less time in line, getting the concessions. And you know, we decided to add a little bit of flaked corn, to this one to kind of dry it out, but then also kind of add a little round touch of sweetness to the beer.
You know, because when it comes to something like this, even the athletic department, as much as we'll just say Jeremy McLean might know about running an athletic department, with all due respect, I'm sure Jeremy probably hasn't brewed a lot of beer. So they had to rely a lot on your expertise. So how did you derive at this decision and this new recipe?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been making beers for the better part of a decade now. And, you know, I've been there since day one. So, you know, I've made a lot of beer, and I'll be the first one to admit I've tried my fair share of beer over the years as well. So, you know, I will say this project here, the Southern Skies project, we were extremely involved with many different people in the athletic department to really get something we were all super excited about. and something we all could pour some passion into to kind of give to these Southern Miss fans this year.
Now, they're going to be available certainly at the Rock during football games, but I know a lot of the different grocers around town will also make Southern Skies available. When will people start seeing that? And then we can talk about maybe can design and marketing campaigns.
Yeah, so, you know, the beer is already already popping up around town. That was one of our goals. You know, I know our first game is away. Let's beat Kentucky. But, you know, we wanted to get it out a couple weeks before the season actually started to kind of get the campaign on it kind of going. I was out and about on Friday. I saw it at the Junior Food Mart in front of campus, and then I've seen it Corner Market Petal, Corner Market Midtown, and there are plenty of other places going. Look for some displays in the corner markets for sure.
Good old corner market. All right, so here's the bottom line question. Obviously, there's a financial motive for the school, and I'm assuming for your brewery behind all of this. How did the first year go over? How did that work out, Ben?
Yeah, so, you know, Gold Rush really launched kind of pre-COVID, and, you know, I hate to kind of get stuck in that loop of talking pre-COVID and post-COVID, but, you know, that beer came out before everything, and, you know, it had legs in the beginning, and it slowly just kind of got tired, and, you know, that was one of the reasons to kind of spark something new and get a new beer going, you know. But we were by no means upset with what was inside the can, but I think we're all a little more excited for something new and something we're all kind of pushing.
And I think we can all agree that the apprehension that may have developed when it was first announced that the school would sell beer at football games proved to be nothing to be concerned about. I'm not aware of one problem or one incident that has arisen as a result of beer being sold at the football games, Ben.
Absolutely. They, you know, the university and the athletic department, concessions, Airmark, they've all done a really great job of keeping everything, you know, keeping everybody respectful. And, you know, I think that just goes to show that the Southern Miss family, too, they've all been responsible with their consumption. I think there was some fear with people kind of clutching their pearls in the beginning and how all this is going to go over. But, I mean, you know, adults have been drinking beer for a long time, and most adults still act like adults after they've had a couple beverages.
Well, so. I really enjoyed Gold Rush, but one of the things that drew me to it was the
logo.
Yeah, the can was awesome looking, and you wouldn't think that a can would really make that big of a deal. So about the Southern Skies design, take us through that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually had help from the athletic department, their media side. They actually helped design this can. I say help, they actually did it. So once we had kind of nailed down a name, they kind of brought in a label design to us, and yeah, I just immediately fell in love with it. It was awesome. It's extremely striking. I did love the Gold Rush label. That Attack Eagle is just got nostalgia for me just growing up in Hattiesburg and going to USM games in the late 80s and 90s, you know, that era of logo is always going to hold a special place in my heart. But, you know, the new one, it is definitely popping on the shelf. We're extremely happy with it. We've got one of those beautiful South Mississippi Southern Skies on the background. We've got the Eagle statue, Nessie, on the front. We've got the dome here. And then, you know, there's M.M. Roberts in the corner there. So we're kind of hitting all the landmarks across campus there. We are using the new logo this year on the bottom. And, man, when I tell you it pops on the black cans that we do, because, you know, our cans are black, not
right.
Silver. I mean, it looks really sharp. So we're extremely happy with how this new label turned out.
Yeah, Ross White, I just want to give him credit for that. That was one of the guys who was heading up that. Why did you choose that, the kind of Southern Sky? You know, I'm looking at the can right now, and it's a beautiful, beautiful can. And
that's it?
Yeah, sure. I'm hitting the phone. But why did you decide that, you know, a Southern night that's – we're known for our beautiful sunsets. What was kind of the purpose of that?
You know, it's kind of magical, and I think every NCAA team across the country is always looking for a little extra magic, and you know, we're no different at Southern this year. And I think that is just extremely you know, it just stands out. It's like you said, it's that nostalgic feel. Hopefully we have some really good games with some skies that look like that. And when people look at it, that's what they're remembering.
A great tasting beer. And Ben, only what, 30 calories a can? Is that?
I don't know where that number came from. It might be a little bit more than that, but it's definitely a lower calorie beer.
Is there any chance this will be the kind of beer that does not make you go to the bathroom, Ben?
if I could come up with that, then y'all be the first to know about it.
Because we all know you don't buy beer, you rent it.
Yes, exactly.
that is totally correct.
It sounds fun, and we really appreciate you working with the university and sharing this news with us today on the Eagle Hour. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Y'all come down to the tap room and share one with me.
All right. Ben Green, everybody, Southern Prohibition. Real quickly.
Oh, Kelly, stop drinking it. Stop, Kelly. That's my rod.
Quick announcement that I'm happy to make. Our buddy Patrick McGee has just been named the sports editor of the Times-Picayune newspaper.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's pretty big. That's
yeah,
pretty
well,
big.
Blue must have had some influence.
No, no. Congratulations, Patrick. We'll look forward to having him on the show Friday. All right, we're going to hear from the quarterbacks. Mark Easley, still lots to come on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Opening segment was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. This segment by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you can gear up and get all your Southern Miss swag for the opening of football season. It's the store is full, is what I'm trying to say. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Not sure if Kelly will be back. He mistakenly heard free beer, and he's chasing some elderly woman down in the parking lot right now. Trying to get her beer, but I think he'll catch on for a minute.
Best kind of beer is free beer, baby.
Yeah, the best kind of everything for you is free.
That's
I'm
right.
Sure someone gave you that shirt, right?
No, the homeless guy didn't even want this shirt.
Oh, I can understand why, can't you, Damon?
he didn't even want this shirt. I think it's kind of neat, and it's free.
And he's got on the Daisy Duke shorts, too. Did you notice that?
No, Hattie, Mark Easley, they're jealous because I'm the Hattiesburg fashion plate, and they can't stand it.
I'm just glad it's radio and not TV.
Well, that's going to change pretty soon,
yes.
Maybe.
Huh? Well, I don't know. Not the way you dress.
Okay.
I've kind of talked him down about that. Mark Easley is the former tennis coach, right, at Jones,
right.
Mark?
That's right.
And the voice of the Petal Panther High School football team. And we're happy to say, and we announced it earlier, but we're happy to say that our Hattiesburg affiliate, WFMM, has just signed a new agreement and has become the radio voice of Petal High School. You'll be able to hear Petal on 97.3 starting next Friday night, and also, of course, on supertalkhattiesburg.com, supertalk.fm, and on the Supertalk High School Friday Night's Lights page on the home site website. And Mark, we're really excited, man. Petal speaks for itself. Quite a history of Petal High School football.
Well, it is, and it's going to be a great partnership for sure. And I'm excited as well to be a part of it, small part that I do play in it. But Super Talk, as you said, heard all over the state, and the ability to broadcast the Petal games. Just started my 11th year with them. When I was thinking back on that, and I said, man, time really flies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking for a good year, but this new partnership is going to work out well for both.
Well, we're really excited about it. And as I say, you'll be able to hear the games online. You can go to our Friday Night Lights page on supertalk.fm, and you can pick whatever high school game in the state you want to listen to. It's one of a kind in Mississippi, and a new coach, and a really proven coach that I'm sure Kelly knows a lot about.
Well, you could say new coach, but not really a new
familiar
coach.
Face.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And he's been one of the best forever.
Yeah. You know, I went by and visited with Coach Boyles, Marcus Boyles, a little bit this morning. Had to get some equipment from him over there, but it was nice to visit with him, and we talked a little bit about him being back, and he said it's just good to be home, too. It feels like home. He was there for, I think, 9 years before he retired, and he the last two seasons at Pedal before coming back, he had retired and working part-time. And then he is out working for a sporting goods dealer for a year or two, and then got back into coaching. It's in his blood, and got back in it at Meridian last year. But then Pedal called when the job came open, and he had to answer the call and came back.
I always find it really funny because a lot of coaches will do that. They'll retire and go work for sporting goods places, and it doesn't last very long before they want to get back in. Yeah. But prior to that, Mark, of course, Steve Buckley, who's now the head man at Jones, was at Pedal. So you're in this network, man, between Jones and Pedal. You got it covered.
Yeah, Buckley and Bowles, I don't know if that's pretty good company.
Yeah, I would say.
I remember going to the first game when the new stadium opened. Coach Buckley was the coach, played South Panola. And I went just to watch, ended up being on the air calling the game with Lance Pittman.
And that was a Saturday night.
That was. Yeah.
I remember. I was there.
Yeah, and it was a packed house. And, boy, it was a really, really good South Panola team that made the trip down. And they, unfortunately, for Pedal, they won. But it was a good environment for high school football on that Saturday night.
And speaking of Saturday night, the first game that we'll be broadcasting is Pedal and Hattiesburg High School. And that's a week from this Saturday night, correct?
That's 7
o'clock Saturday night?
Yeah, and that's been as long as I've called the games. They've had that game on a Saturday, so it's really the only game in town. And the crowds are normally good, and it's always been a good opening game for both schools. It's sort of test yourselves a little bit early on, and both teams always get better as the season goes on. But that across the Leaf River there, that's always a good game to start the season with, and it is on that Saturday night.
Is it fair to say, Mark, there is no high school in Mississippi with better facilities than Pedal High School?
You know, that's one thing I'm sure, Kelly, you can talk to this as well, that has really changed in the last 20 years or so, but everyone trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, where high schools throughout the state have really made a lot of improvements in their stadiums and in their facilities, but Pedal was one of the first to do it, and they're still in the top ones in the state, but there's a number of them around the state, but Pedal has an awesome facility for sure.
Just the Pedal school district in general. I mean, I remember, show you how old I am, the old McDonald's on the main drag is now the administration building. For Pedal schools.
You are old.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'm saying is they put their money in education in Pedal, all the facilities from all the elementary schools on up. It's just top notch.
I think my friend James Hutto was the superintendent in Pedal when the stadium was being built, if I'm not mistaken.
That shows you how much money they've put into it, because Hutto didn't work cheap.
Yeah.
He did not work cheap.
And not only athletics, but every program there. You talked about the education system, the ranking of that school, one of the best, if not the best, in the state, and that's a year in, year out, and that's a testament to the administration there, Superintendent Matt Dillon now.
The marshal.
I love Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have the Pluto app, get the Pluto app. It's free, but they have a Gunsmoke channel. And I'm on that the whole time. You can ask my wife. I'm a Gunsmoke man from when I was small. My father used to come in from work and watch Gunsmoke, so I just remember that. And I love Matt Dillon, and now that a superintendent named Matt Dillon, can life get any better?
And Festus.
Yeah.
Remember Festus?
Miss Kitty
and Festus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Kitty always had the eye for the marshal.
Amanda Blake.
Yeah,
played
Miss
Kitty all those years. Yep.
She was in all the seasons except the very last one. She wasn't in season 20.
Twenty years.
James Arness got one of his starts. The classic 50s horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
The thing from outer space.
Yep.
That's right.
And he was tall too, James.
Yeah, he's like 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie. Great. Yeah. All right. So, Mark. High school football on Friday night is about as American as it gets. Listening to high school football on the local radio station on Friday night, Kelly Sanders done it for 74 years, mm-hmm. Even before they had microphones. Kelly was out there trying to do the play-by-play without a microphone.
I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
But it really is Americana at its best, isn't it?
It is. You look at that level of football, and unfortunately, it's even the way things are going in the sports world, it's trickling down into high school, but it hadn't reached us yet. But that's probably maybe one of the purest forms of athletics as well, with NIL in college, and some states have NIL in high school now. So it's sort of ruining what we know as a pure form of entertainment and athletics and Friday night football in Mississippi, especially small towns. But no matter the size of the school, it's just it's close down shop and go to the football game on Friday night.
Yeah, I remember several years ago, and I don't remember what the circumstance was that caused this, but Stump Taylor and I did the opening Wes Jones game on WLAU, and it was Friday night, and the kids come running out, and they had American flags, and as the teams came on the field and busted through the, you know, the signs that they put, I thought to myself, it just really doesn't get any more American than this.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to doing that every Friday night with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Ready to get started next Saturday. Can't get here quick enough.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday on this show, we need a game to talk about. We've been talking about football practice every day. We need a football game to talk about.
Yeah, some jamborees and all going on starting this week. As a matter of fact, Pedal hosting Wes Jones this Friday night for a jamboree. They're playing a couple of quarters of varsity. They're going to play some junior varsity as well. So a little bit to whet your appetite and get ready for the next week, but it's here.
And MAIS always starts like a week early. Yeah. So their games will start Friday.
Well, some of them had games last week.
So yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
That's too early.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's really hot out there.
It's too early.
And so many teams have – high schools have turf now as well, and they've made some advances in that as well to control temperature some, but it's still that turf. And in this August Mississippi weather, whew.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Rough.
Mark, we're looking forward to it, man. We're excited about partnering up with Pedal. We're going to do this for a long time to come, and we hope you'll always be our play-by-play man.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity to step in here for a few minutes and chat with you.
Absolutely. Mark Easley, you can hear him this coming Saturday night, a week from Saturday night. Pedal and Hattiesburg, that's a heck of a way to kick off the season, Center. That's a pretty good opener, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, the Leaf River, the friendly city in Hattiesburg. I don't know how friendly that's going to be on the field.
A competition, so to speak, during the 4th of July, I guess. Uh-huh. And now, hey, maybe fireworks on the field.
It's
well.
On.
Okay.
All right.
Pedal High School on Super Talk Mississippi. Really glad to partner with such a great school system. All right, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are just the finest on the road, as is their new Genesis showroom. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And now the official beignet store of Dima Mixon is Mobe Beignet Company on 2902 Hardy Street, who sampled the beignets the other day and said that they got the Dima Mixon seal of approval, brother.
And Eagle Club members get a free dipping sauce. If you show them your Eagle Club card, you'll get a free dipping sauce.
Is that right?
It is true.
We'll be right back.
I mean, I know what's free and what's not, right?
There's no question about that.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program on 4th Street. Probably why they call it 4th Street Bar and Grill. It's right there in the shadow of the rock, and it's the home of the coldest PBRs in town and a great shrimp poor boy. And I guarantee you that there'll be football on there this weekend, because football starts, doesn't it, Demon? The college football starts this week?
Week zero,
yes. Wow. Florida State, Georgia Tech, and Dublin.
All right, let's get right on this, Demon. Battle underway, obviously. Quarterback, Tate Rodemaker, Ethan Crawford. I want to hear from Ethan Crawford first. Your thoughts about this kid. We talked about him, I think, yesterday. What a great kid he is. from an athletic standpoint, how can he help the football team?
Yes, terrific young man. He's loved by all the players on the team. He's a leader in that room, and he's always encouraging, always running over and celebrating with his fan, with his players when they score touchdowns or whatnot. And you know, Hall hasn't announced the starting quarterback obviously yet, and all signs are pointing that it'll probably be Rodemaker. And if that's the case, Crawford's ability to run the football with his legs in certain packages, if they need him for that, he will definitely be a vocal point of the offense. And I've seen him do things in practice that, as I've said before on the show, fans should get really excited about seeing him and how they use him if Rodemaker is indeed the starter.
All right, here's Ethan Crawford. Ethan Crawford on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Ethan, I just reminded you, you and I talked when you first got here last year. I mean, this was right at the start of your arrival here. How's it been, and how different is Ethan Crawford today than the young player that arrived here?
Oh, yeah, definitely just more trying to learn more and just become more of a sponge, just because I'm playing the younger role but trying to be a bigger aspect in the locker room and on the field for my teammates, just because the quarterback position just comes with being the biggest leader on the field and on the team. So I've just taken that role on and tried to become the best leader verbally, mentally on myself, just becoming a better teammate for the guys around me, and just being another a phase of Coach Long, just offensive coordinator, what he brings to the table. I just gotta be the one to spread that same aggression and attitude through the team.
Big storyline, obviously, all fall has been the quarterback competition.
Yes,
with you and Tate Rodemaker.
Yes,
what's
sir.
That been like for you?
Oh, most of it's been fun. We love a challenge. We look forward to competition. That's what I'm here for, to compete at the highest level. And a big shout out to Tate. I appreciate him. We compete at every time we come out on the field. We have a competition every day. So that's what you look forward to coming into college. And just a big shout out to our coaches, just making us better each and every day to be prepared for however it happens. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to be thankful for that. And we just look to get better and compete every day.
The word is, the feeling is, that you're not only going to play quarterback, but you're going to be part of some special offensive packages, and that you may be seen on the field in different areas than normal. Do you like that?
Yes, sir. I'm just a football player at the end of the day. However I can help my team and wherever they need me, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And they know that from me, just being that guy that they can count on no matter what. They know they can put me in any situation, I'll be prepared for it on the field. So that's just, like I said, a huge shout out to my coaches, just being able to trust in me and know that they can put that weight on me and I can carry that load for us.
All right, Ethan, what do you see as the difference in this year's team and the team that you were a part of last year?
Definitely our mindset, just the way we come out every day, ready to attack, and just know that we're physically and mentally being detailed and just sharp every day, just correcting our assignments. We want to execute everything that we do on the offensive side of the ball, and I feel like just starts with the offensive line. Those guys come out there with the mindset ready to dominate, and our wide receivers, they just come out there not being able to be guarded. You know, our running backs don't want to get tackled, so we just got to feed off their energy. Now, quarterback, we just trying to get the ball, distribute the ball to those guys. My job is really easy. I got the playmakers around me to make my job easy as it is.
All right, final question. You can throw and you can run. Reminiscent of number 10 right up there on that wall behind you. What's your favorite part of the game, running or passing?
Unselfishly, I had to say passing, just because I can involve my teammates. But just the structure of the game is just running and not being able to be tackled. So I just think that goes back to growing up as a little kid playing the game. When I first started, all I wanted to do was just run around the defender and make them not be able to tackle me. So I feel like that's been my mindset. So I'll definitely probably say running is just more fun of doing in the game. But passing for sure, just give my teammates the ball and let them show what they can do, because I'm the one that gets the ball every snap, so I try to get it out to them.
Are you aware of Reggie Collier?
Yes, sir.
First quarterback to run and throw for 1,000 yards in the same season. And I've heard a lot of people say, and I agree, your skill set seems to match that of Reggie Collier.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Pretty good compliment to be mentioned,
sir,
in the same breath with number 10, right?
Most definitely. I take that as an honor. First, just foremost, just being able to even be compared is I'm thankful for. So that comes with high expectations. So I got to I got to work myself up to just pass those expectations, exceed the expectations on above me, and that's what I do every day. I come to practice, we come to work. I'm trying to get better and better every day. I'm not fine with my ceiling. There's no ceiling on where I can be.
Ethan, we're glad you're here, man. We're looking forward to seeing you on the field, and best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
Now, to clarify, I'm not saying that he's Reggie Collier, but he does have that same skill set, the ability to pass and run the football. All right, set up the next one for us, Dima. Tate Rodemaker.
Yeah, veteran guy, a guy who has played a lot of college football. He doesn't have necessarily the snaps as everybody kind of thinks he does. I think just under 100 career passing attempts. So definitely not the amount of experience that I think everybody seems to have this kind of like view that he has, but definitely a guy who's come through a Power 5 program, a guy who, when he transferred here, he's obviously a former 3- or 4-star commit, and seemingly the starter when he transferred. Ethan really battled him out, and we're still awaiting to hear who the starter will be. But this guy has taken hold of the offense and has looked consistently better. And one thing that I think Kelly noted correctly yesterday is the amount of turnovers he has not given up in fall camp has really been noteworthy. I can only think of one, maybe even two interceptions all of fall camp that I saw, and it was probably just on that one bad day that I mentioned on the show.
All right, Tate Rodemaker on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Are you finished the final fall scrimmage? You're in contention to be the starting quarterback here. Your thoughts?
I think we've had a good fall camp so far. I mean, we've gotten better every day. I think this is shaping up to be a really good team, and I think we're going to be ready to beat Kentucky.
From a standpoint of an observer, it seems to me the biggest improvement I see is your presence here and a kind of revamped, big, tough offensive line. Talk about the guys in front of you that you've been playing with.
Yeah, we brought in a few guys. I think that helped us out a lot. And since spring, they've gotten tremendously better up front, just protecting and blocking up for the run plays. I got my boy Dante in here from FSU, so it's really cool to be playing with him again.
All right, and you did come from Florida State. That's my next question. Tell me the road that got you here and what this journey's been like for you.
It's been fun. I kind of got here because Coach Hall would recruit me hard when I got in the portal. He'd call me every day. And then I took a visit, kind of felt like home, kind of felt like my hometown, where I'm from. So it just felt good overall. And I know the offensive scheme is going to be really good here with Coach Long. So I really trusted it and trusted him.
Okay, that was my next question. What has Hattiesburg, Mississippi been like for you?
It's been cool. Not much going on, but I'm used to that. So it's been fine.
All right, your thoughts as you go into the season. I think odds are most people think you're going to be named the starter next week. You've been in a competition with Ethan Crawford, but I think we're going to see both of you guys on the field a lot. Is that the impression you get?
Yeah, I think we got some packages for him. I'm not going to name like any specific, but I think, yeah, both of us will be on the field.
All right, your final thoughts about the expectations for this team and the vibe here on the Golden Eagle squad.
I think the whole expectation of the whole team is to go win a championship, something about championship this year. So that's what we're looking forward to, and that's what we're working for.
All right, we're glad you're here, and best of luck to you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Dima, he revealed a little bit there. There are some packages. You've seen some of those packages in practice. We're going to see both of these guys a lot, aren't we?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're not going to just bench a player like Ethan Crawford if he's not the starter. I mean, that's just not going to happen. He's one of your best playmakers. His ability to move out and in and out of the pocket if he does need to pass. Hypothetically, if he got the ball in a jet sweep and passed the ball, that is also a possibility. Mm-hmm. And there's all those other options that they've used in the past, you know, super back, all these things where they had a guy passing the ball. And why wouldn't Ethan Crawford? I mean, you got to use him somehow. There's no way they're going to put him on the bench. They have this guy with this dynamic playmakers, but they playmaking ability. But you also have a quarterback. So does that mean that Ethan Crawford is just going to be sidelined the rest of the season? Absolutely not.
The thing with Crawford is he is a freak of an athlete.
Yes, he can play every offensive position.
Yeah, you can't sit that guy on the bench because it's all about athleticism, man. He can do so much.
Right. Well, here's a text from Will Hall.
Live?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
You can announce that we know and the team knows who the starting quarterback will be, but I don't want Kentucky to know.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me that Rademacher would be named. He hasn't been, but I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me. But again, if he is, you're going to see Ethan Crawford a lot. You want to keep Ethan Crawford happy too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to keep him around. So that's another reason to get him more involved in the offense as much as you can.
Dema did ask Coach if we could announce that Dema's going to be the starting quarterback, and Coach just laughed. I don't know what
I don't know what that means.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank our guests today. Appreciate them coming on. Fun talking about the new Southern Miss beer, Pedal Football. And, of course, great to hear from the two guys competing for the starting quarterback's job at Southern Miss. I don't guess, just based on what we heard today, I'm starting to think we're really not going to know until game week.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not wanting Kentucky to know and he's not going to announce it today, I don't know why he would announce it Thursday. Thursday is the only other media availability of the week. So then the only other time we get to talk to him this week is on Thursday. So if he doesn't announce it Thursday, then you probably won't know till Wednesday, next Wednesday.
And he's given the guys the weekend off,
yes,
which I think is
so.
Is
the practice
nice.
The practice schedule goes like tomorrow they're off because it's first day of school tomorrow. Thursday practice, Friday mock game, and then Saturday, Sunday's off, and then they head into game week, and here we go.
Two things I want to mention real quick. I mentioned one earlier. We're just really happy for Patrick McGee. He's been on the Eagle Hour for 10 years. The week we started, Patrick was on the first week of shows, and to be named the sports editor of the Times-Picayune, Kelly, you and I are old sports journalists. That's pretty damn big time.
Well, in New Orleans, it certainly is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the mainstay newspaper and has been for years. And hopefully, man, I don't, and we've talked about this before too, Bob. I really hope we do not get to a point where newspapers become extinct.
I agree completely.
Because the most pure journalists,
I agree,
to me, are newspaper reporters.
I agree.
You know,
something that's fallen by the wayside that I think is a terrible loss are weekly newspapers. I think there's one here that Andrew Abbott actually works for, but they're rare. And I used to see those weeklies and little communities, and I used to think, man, that'd be so cool to own a little weekly newspaper and be the paper for your community. But they've fallen by the wayside, Kelly.
Well, it's all about advertising dollars, and now as things have gone digital, I mean, you know, even and we've seen this in the TeleSouth family, that a lot of things are going digital rather than it's just all keeping
up. As a guy that writes a lot, I'm sure you'd like to see the restoration of the newspaper industry, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think that practically everything is digital. You know, the student prints, and it's the student newspaper at Southern Miss that I am employed with, and I do work for them. They're even considering going full-time online.
Really?
And, you know, this is the weekly newspaper that comes out on campus every week for the past 80 years.
Yeah, that's
and
a shame. That's
the fact that when you go by those little places where you pick them up, I don't ever see anybody picking them up.
And now, Dean was too young to remember this, but I know you do, Kelly. What was better on a Sunday morning than go out, get the newspaper, pour that first cup of coffee, and sit down and read the sports page on Sunday morning?
All the box scores, too.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
I don't even know if they have print box scores anymore.
It was fabulous. All right, another thing I want to announce is I think I'm a day late. Was it yesterday Hacksaw's birthday? Jack Duggan, I believe, was his birthday.
Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
Sunday.
So we're late, Hacksaw, but, you know, You only turn 21 once, Hacksaw.
Right.
So happy
he can now try Southern
you,
Skies.
For the he can actually drink beer now, Hacksaw.
Yeah, 21 years old. See that's it was 18 when I was a kid.
Yeah,
we could drink it.
Do you
18.
Know the story about Hacksaw being at a Tulane football game and he had a hamburger? He was eating a hamburger, and a foul ball came right at him.
Oh yeah, and he caught it.
And he caught it with his free hand, and then took another bite of the hamburger.
That's right. I remember that story.
That's skill, buddy.
So what? So he wasn't drinking anything. He just said.
Well, I mean, he probably had his drink over to the side, his Coke. But I mean, he was eating the burger, caught the ball, took a bite of the burger, never missed a lick.
I think the most American thing ever is a hamburger, fries, and a Coke at a baseball game.
That's good.
I think it's one of the most American things ever.
It is. Or hot dogs,
yeah.
Hot dogs are mighty good.
Would probably be.
Great memory I have as a kid going to Washington Senator games with my father.
Frank Howard playing, probably?
Yeah, and they played a lot of doubleheaders back then.
Right.
And we'd watch the first game, and then we'd do just what you said. We'd go eat hot dogs and drink Cokes and buy pennants and stuff and settle in and watch the second game. Man, those are great times.
Well, soccer and volleyball for Southern Miss already underway. And, of course, in future programs, we're going to have Jenny Hazelwood, the head coach of the volleyball team. And we'll be learning and introducing some of the new players on that squad to you.
Good for them.
Yes, and Youth Sports Day is set for September 14th football game versus South Florida. This is when all of the youth sports teams will be able to purchase $15 upper-level tickets to the games at Golden, the Southern Miss.
Hey, real quick, Damon, we got a really, I think, a cool guest tomorrow that'll give us a lot of insight about the Wildcats, huh?
Yes, we were able to track down Aaron Gershon from the Cat's Paws 247 site there. He does a terrific job covering Kentucky athletics. He'll be on tomorrow to talk to walk us through the Wildcats. This is game week starts next week. Can you believe it?
You'd think with a name like Aaron Gershon that he'd be covering the LSU Tigers. With a name like
that's
Gershon.
Patrick McGee now. He's probably going to do a little LSU coverage, you think?
Oh, he's going to have to. He's going to have to. In New Orleans, he'll be run out of town. You know,
Saints and the Tigers. Saints and the Tigers?
Yeah, Ed Orgeron still trying to figure out what door to walk out of with
his. He don't care. He don't care. I wish I had that problem. Yeah. That'll be great. We'll get our first preview of Kentucky football tomorrow on the Eagle Hour. All right, fun day today, guys. We appreciate all the guests. Appreciate everybody that listens every day, of course. Until next time, Southern
Kelly,
Miss.
You can't drink yet. Stop.
No, Kelly. It's not free, Kelly.
Show's over. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.